Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sound speeding?
10 minutes leaving you. When you get the opportunity to put a team's back, make them chase the game, you have to finish. Like, I felt like we had the ball in their half the whole entire first 45 minutes. Mm. But the final piece for me is the final third. There just wasn't – I felt in control.
Yeah.
I would say we felt in control the first 45 minutes. But I find that there was a disconnect in the final third. There wasn't that
– Yeah, but all game.
Yeah, 100%.
Luckily, we scored. Like, Pulisic started that opportunity, and we finished on it. But I think it's game management for me. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're up 1-0 in a World Cup first game against Wales and you only have 10 minutes left, you have to be smart. And when a forward is facing back to goal, receives a ball, you don't, like, inside the 18, like, clip him from behind and then act like that's not a foul.
But I think, that's
the maturity.
That's going to come with – that's the experience that we lack.
Right.
That's going to be an interesting piece moving forward is, you know, is the lack of experience in terms of games this big. Mm-hmm. Will that cost us moving forward?
Right. It's like, that's fine. I mean, that's not really ever fine. But, like, you can see that happening in a club, but, like, not at this level.
Yeah. I'm just so, like, I feel like this is a loss.
I know.
I don't know why.
I was so excited. Well, because we were on such a high.
We were on such a high. We were buzzing.
They scored, and we were like, we're going to win. Uh-huh. And then the last 10 minutes, just to end on, like, something like that that's mm-hmm. actually in your control, just to, like, keep him facing backwards, mm-hmm. right? And just, like, kind of manage. Like, nothing. No one was going to get him behind. He wasn't shooting from that angle. Yeah. So, and listen, shit happens. We've all made mistakes. I've done the same thing. Yeah. But I just think in that moment, we have to just have that control and be smarter. But I was actually really happy with
really
how
impressed.
We started.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we created chances. We got the goal. Mm-hmm. And people now can look at us and say we're, you know, able to compete. You know, if we were backing
down today at all.
There is no question.
But the most dangerous scoreline in football is 1-0. It is like the hardest scoreline. Uh-huh. I mean, so I just feel that once we got the goal, we went into to halftime, I just feel like we kind of took our foot off of the gas a little mm-hmm. bit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Wales got a little bit more like confident and settled, got mm-hmm. that momentum. Mm-hmm. And then we started to, you know, and then our backs were yeah. against the wall. And we have to, if we are going to be successful in this tournament, we have to put together 90-minute performances. Like,
right,
we have to be complete mm-hmm. in terms of our performance. Today, for me, the men were unbelievable in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But we were lost in the second half. So it's the first game.
Right.
You know, this is, we got our feet wet.
Yeah, they can breathe.
We can
yeah.
go back, learn from it, mm-hmm. understand what it's going to take. I feel like we used a lot of subs for the first game. I don't yeah. know how you feel about that, but like a little
subs,
odd for me.
Yeah, but speaking of subs, who did you think made the best or most impact? I felt like Aaronson coming
for
on.
Me, that's,
and he's kind of, yeah, but he's
like
on the fence for me to start.
He should be starting, in my opinion.
Because every ball he receives is, like, facing forward. Every pass he tries to play is active
passes.
He's
electric.
Yeah. So I feel like that was actually a really good momentum shift.
He's electric, and he's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he's...
I don't know if it was too late, though. You know, like, I feel like we needed him a little bit sooner. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be going into the next game. I wonder if maybe he will start or get a start in one of these three.
I would have felt...
matches.
I don't know how you feel, but I feel like we really needed that game. We mm-hmm. needed that win yeah. to set us up for this the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting now because when you think of, you know, we can talk till we're blue in the face about our performance and, you know, we're going to, there's plenty of people who are going to be breaking the game down. But when I think overall, you know, watching England play, they were very comfortable and very in control. But there was, I mean, that was a very weird scoreline.
But they still allowed two goals.
That's my point.
How are you?
The lack of focus and concentration, that can't happen.
Exactly.
Like England, I'm curious to see how England come into this next game. And could we shock them?
Of course. I mean, on any given day,
anything's possible.
We're able to do that. But I feel going back to maybe our experience, thinking about the first game, like you have to give everything, right? You've worked so hard up into that moment. Mm-hmm. Once the whistle blows, you are like all in. And I just remember us like not taking the foot off the gas and just doing the absolute most. I mean, I feel like with RT, we were just high press and we could have that energy and we were fit enough to do that all game. Obviously, this is like, you know, a little bit different circumstances in a different environment that they're playing in. But I do feel like I was happy watching that. I feel like we obviously have, I think, a little more to give.
That's not our best performance. No, no,
but it's good enough for the first game. Now we got the point.
We got a point.
We got a result. So now we move on to the next one. And like, and now, I mean, now it's going to be tough. This is the toughest game.
This second game is going to set the tone, the standard for the group. And we can't put ourselves in a bad position. It can't be an uphill battle.
Right.
So it will be interesting. I'm also, did anyone else in the game stand out to you? Because I clearly, as a goalkeeper,
I know
I think Matt Turner has been unbelievable. Think about his story. He's like, this is literally a Cinderella story. His first big tournament. Right. Doesn't play much, you know, in the EPL. Has a few.
Training at a high level.
Yeah. Has a few.
Every day.
But watching today, it stood out to me. The small, like, details in terms of, do I catch this? Do I punch this? Bobbling balls. He made a great save, don't get me wrong, on one of the headers that kept us in
which
it.
Which I thought was maybe even going
But I never felt like he was quite settled. You know, I felt that.
Nervous.
I felt, I could feel his energy. And I'm hoping for the second game in group play, he's settled, he's calm, he's composed. He makes the right decision because I am telling you, for us to be successful, he has to be fucking believable in this tournament. There is no coincidence when you look at all stats, all standards, goalkeepers will make or break teams, literally. And I want him to stand on his head in this tournament. He is humble. He gets it. He works for everything. He doesn't have this like cocky like vibe to him. He's genuine. And I just want him to, he's already done all the preparation. He's already done all the hard work. Just settle in. Don't do wild ass shit and do your job to perfection and don't take a moment off because it is so difficult. I don't think he touched the ball for the first, I don't even know how many minutes of the game. So it's difficult. You know, when you look at the, when you looked at Qatar play in the first game, goalkeeper made a wild decision. It carried with him the entire rest of the game.
I don't know if his, like, anxiousness, I guess, which we maybe are assuming that he had that because he kind of looked a little bit. I mean, you're obviously going to be nervous.
Right,
it's
just
like
nerves.
Your first big tournament. Yeah. And you have to show up, and he knows that. And so maybe that, like, a little bit of pressure, I think, was exuding from him in that sense that we kind of assumed that that was the type of energy. But I don't think that that was projected onto the team.
No.
Because I think the team's performance was, you know, obviously not our best, but I don't think it really affected a lot of the other players. And someone who stood out to me, obviously, was Tyler Adams, who's, like, for me, you know, one of the best defensive midfielders in the game. And he really controlled the game, I felt like, for us. And he rarely ever misses a pass. And his vision, his ability to see the game, be able to play his active passes forward, being able to be on the half turn constantly, being able to see the field. He's kind of one step ahead of everyone. And I find that type of football so attractive. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really excited to see how he continues to do throughout these next couple of games and hopefully into the, you know, rest of the tournament. But that was somebody who really stood out to me today.
It's going to be a very different matchup mm-hmm. when they play England. Mm-hmm. So how is he going to do in that role?
Yeah, but I mean, you're playing against English national team players week in and week out in exactly. the EPL. So I feel like he's going to be comfortable, confident. And that's why I think Aronson needs to be on the field for this next match because he's used to these players.
100%.
And I feel like in our experience when we played in Germany and we play against the German national team players consistently week in and week out, then you go into a tournament like the World Cup. I felt like super confident playing against them because you just already know their style. You already know their characteristics, their abilities, their strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that that is kind of an advantage for, you know, a couple of our players who play against them, like Pulisic, Aronson, Adams, mm-hmm. Ream. These types of players need to be on the field for this game.
What an incredible problem to have in terms of Greg. The fact that he has this much depth. I mean, we can sit here and be like, we think this person should be.
Yeah.
The fact that we have this kind of depth to say, there are players on the bench right now that are more than capable of being starters. And I don't know if we've had that in previous rosters mm-hmm. that, you know, when you're putting your fourth and mm-hmm. fifth sub in, I mean, these are incredible players mm-hmm. who are at the top of their game in the English Premier League, Serie A, Italian, right. I mean, Bundesliga, you name it. Mm-hmm. We have never had that problem. No. So what an incredible problem to have. So I'm excited to see what's next. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you. I would have liked for him to start.
Yeah.
I'm curious if Greg goes into this game with that mindset that he's been playing, you know, against these players week in and week out now. Right. So is that a strength of his? Is he going to be a little bit more confident? I don't know.
For sure. I do feel, though, like, I don't know how you felt about, you know, Morris going in, but I'm kind of wondering why Ferreira and, you know, that Sargent and Morris, they kind of have now this, you know, competitiveness that they're going to have to prove themselves every mm-hmm. time they get the opportunity. But I wonder why he didn't put Jesus in, you know, why he mm-hmm. chose Morris instead of that. I mean, yes, the last 5 minutes of a game, you want somebody who's just going to run balls to the wall, just
he's
attack,
a big body. I think,
cause havoc.
I think we could have served him better. I think in the last 10 minutes of the game, I was disappointed in terms of our urgency to get the ball forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were comfortable with preserving a tie and getting points and moving out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when I'm like, there should be a little bit more urgency here.
Right.
There wasn't as much width in the game the last few minutes. So it's clear they wanted that ball in the box, but mm-hmm. yet no one was delivering it.
Right.
So I think the mindset, I guess, if I'm a coach, I'm not. Would be to throw your big targets in the box at the end of the game so they can get on the end of the ball. But there's just no service. We didn't get the ball in the box. We didn't turn the defenders. Yeah. We didn't make the goalkeeper make decisions. Like, these are the things that we have to test. Like, we have to test these goalkeepers.
Yeah, but do you know in our training, that's how we train. We train the situational moments in the game. So if you're up a goal, you know, how do you act, mm-hmm. right? And what is the plan? If you're down a goal, what's the plan? If you're tied, how do you preserve that if that's what you're going for? Or how can we get another one before the end of the game, whether there's like 5 minutes left or 2 minutes left? So we train that, though, both in club and with the full team. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, how their preparation was with that. But we know exactly leading into a World Cup, who's going to be booting the ball forward.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said booting the ball. But you know, you know what I mean? Like, who's getting the ball into the box?
Another one,
honey. Yeah, but I'm thinking, get the ball forward into the box. Like, we know that that's what is expected in the last few minutes of the game. Like, you're getting the ball forward. You're knocking it forward into the box for somebody to run onto it for, you know, Alex or Pino.
But you're almost suffocating, right? You're suffocating a team. Your countermeasures are all, like, you're delivering the ball.
Yeah.
And you're putting people on, like, yeah. you're putting them on their heels. They're mm-hmm. facing their own goal. You're making them, like, you're causing havoc.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily felt that at all. I don't know if I felt mm-hmm. that. And we were a better team. We were better than Wales, yeah, in my opinion. Sure. 100% sure. we were better.
They didn't even get out of their no. half in the first 45 minutes.
And to be able to say that at this point, like, I feel we're getting places where this is a good start
right.
for our men to check that box, feel more prepared mm-hmm. moving into mm-hmm. this second game against yeah. England, because we won't be able to get away with the things we got away with yeah. today. Yeah. Like, we have to be much more polished in mm-hmm. the final third. The
details.
Pickford yeah. is unbelievable when you think about their back line and their midfield. I mean, they're stacked.
Right.
So we have to be on our shit. We have to be so, so focused. Mm-hmm. They're, in terms of their attacking power, like, we can't be scared of that. We have to go for it. And
yeah, but we also can't make those silly mistakes on the opposite no. side of the field. We can't be making those mistakes in and around the 18-yard box when we're up a goal in the last 10 minutes of a game. Mm-hmm. So, like, is that going to happen again? Like, those careless mistakes is what's going to cost us points. And that has to definitely, moving forward, like you said, learning from certain things that mm-hmm. you know, might not have gone our way this match, need to, like, be cleaned up. And like, dialed in for the next round.
With that, do you think Greg will go with the same starting lineup?
I don't know. I feel like consistency is key. Like mm-hmm. we always speak about this in a big tournament. You should have that consistency. Mm-hmm. Just for one, to build confidence in players, but also to, you know, kind of connect with those relationships and build those relationships on the field. Mm-hmm. So individually building that confidence, but also we talk about building relationships, which is so important at this level. And I don't necessarily know, maybe it'll be one or two players depending on injury. I think yeah. only if people are injured will he adjust.
And this is a good point, right out. So what do you think, two players I want to bring to your attention. Weston. Did you see him hobbling off the field?
Yeah.
He pulled that sleeve off. He had all that KT tape. I'm like, yeah. he's carrying something.
Yeah, something's going on.
Coming out 60 minute.
Hopefully 7 games.
It's a long tournament.
Specifically, these 3 games are important, and he's one of our best players, and what do you do?
Christian Pulisic.
Yeah.
He's on the ground a lot.
But I think that's game management.
Let's hope.
Sometimes.
Because the hard thing, like, he is our, you know, we call him Captain America and all these things. He's the golden child for sure for the men's team. Everyone knows it. They're going to put him on his ass every time he touches the ball.
Right.
He's too good on the dribble. So he's going to attract a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great opportunity for the people players. Around him.
Yeah.
Right. So who's going to step up now?
Right.
Because what I have noticed and what I keep noticing about Christian is every time he gets the ball and he takes more than 2 or 3 touches,
mm-hmm.
he is getting hammered mm-hmm. and put on his ass. Mm-hmm. So what makes him incredible is his ability to dribble. He just slices and dices. I mean, the freaking man is unbelievable with the ball at his feet. I don't know if he's going to have the time and freedom he's used to, because everyone knows about him. Everyone knows about his star power. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure it out. We can't heavily rely on him to do it all. I mean, he helped with the goal today, but
I'm going to cut you off there, because I feel like you said he's going to be attracting all that attention, but that's a perfect time for Aronson to come in the match and start mm-hmm. and have McKinney just, like, rest. Because then Aronson can be the one to wheel and deal, because he is a really good attacking 8-10. Mm-hmm. He can, like, play both. But I do think he can, you know, then compensate for maybe Pulisic getting all the attention, and then he opens up, right, all of that space and creativity that he can bring to the game. So that's going to be key,
mm-hmm.
who that next player is, who's going to be the attacking player that we need if Pulisic is going to be put on his ass, like you said.
Yeah.
So I do think that switch is going to be important. But what would you be thinking now after that? I'm interested, like, you know, going back into the locker room, going back to the hotel, like, what now? Because for our first games, you know, in World Cups, we've won.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, and I'm not saying that to be like, you know, cocky or anything, but like, it would be unusual for us to tie in a situation like this. So what would be,
I think,
what would you be
I think
thinking?
They walk in, they debrief. I think they'll be critical and hard on themselves because they're that type of group. I think the expectation is high. I think their standards are high. I think they felt like they could have won that game, mm-hmm. which will be a disappointment, but build hunger and fire for the next game moving forward because they know the importance of getting a result.
Right.
I don't think they're naive to it. I also think that it's not a loss.
No.
I think if we lose that game, then we push the fucking panic button. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when you push the panic button, that's when maybe you're not playing as free as you would want to moving into the second game. Maybe there's a little bit more weight on your shoulders than you'd want. Mm-hmm. You know, you've already almost dug yourself into a hole. So I'm happy we're not there. Mm-hmm. So they have to see the positives in this game.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, because we've been there and we understand the importance. Can't be too high on the wins, can't be too low on the losses and anything in between. Mm-hmm. So for me, they have a short turnaround. They have to figure out how they can be better. Mm-hmm. You know, they've probably already been preparing for these group games for quite some time. So I think they know what's at hand. I think they know what's at stake. I think they know what needs to happen in order to be successful against mm-hmm. England in this next game. So I'm hopeful. I just, like we say all the time, anything can happen.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think they're beating themselves up. I think the result is a result. Mm-hmm. You can't be pissed about a result, right? We got a point. We move forward.
Yeah.
And now we know we have to be better.
Right.
And we know, I think a lot of players, that was their first experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can put yourself in that position mm-hmm. where you're out there, you're, you know, you're scared. You're mm-hmm. you're nervous. Mm-hmm. If someone says they're not nervous, then it doesn't mean anything to them. You literally wait your whole life for that moment. I hope you're. If it means something to you, I hope you're nervous. Right. So I feel like they're gonna go into this next game a little bit more settled, a little bit more composed. And what people don't understand is how much energy it takes out of you when you are a little bit more nervous. When you are a little bit more, you know, jittery and amped up a little too early, you know what I mean? It takes energy away from you. So I'm curious how now that they can check that box, played in their first game, they probably know how everything operates now. The bus ride in and the locker rooms and the national anthems and mm-hmm. the media. Mm-hmm. I just feel like when you go through something, you feel a little bit more settled and prepared to do it again, right? So I'm hoping that we have a little bit more of a complete performance in the next game because there's no way in hell we beat England without a full 90-minute mm-hmm. complete performance and us playing at our absolute best. And I'll say that across all board, like in terms of the entire tournament, you have to be at your best every single game to be successful on the world stage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no easy game.
Well, yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, there's just no easy game.
A few times. Yeah, it's really difficult. I feel like we do have that one advantage, though, of, you know, a handful of players playing in the EPL, which is helpful because they know the tendencies and the characteristics like we talked about. And that's something that I feel like we can go into this game with a little bit more confidence. And I do think that it wasn't a loss.
Yeah.
And we did get the point, and now we can kind of take that into the next match and just build off of that, like you said. But I do think we also kind of come into this tournament as an underdog, as like, okay, we have nothing to lose. Let's roll our sleeves up and get after it.
But I necessarily don't think they feel that.
Yeah, because, you know, they're like, well, we play in Europe and we play in all these leagues and we know all these players. But, yeah. I mean, like, there's not that many games that this 11 have played together consistently. I feel like on our side, on the women's game, with the full team, it's like you have those players who are consistently in those positions, always playing together. I don't think we've had enough at all.
Well, the difference between the men and women. is the women's U.S. team is treated like a club environment. So that is our club team.
Yeah.
That we prepare.
Second club team.
We are a traveling circus.
Yeah.
The men, they rely heavily all on their club, and they come in for very short FIFA dates. They came in a week to 10 days before the tournament. We come in months.
We did now. Yeah. It's obviously play to play. So it's a little bit different. Curious what the next tournament will be like for us. But you're right. I do think that that is, you know, a big difference for us moving into this tournament, not really having that comfortability or those relationships that are like gold moving into a tournament and super consistent. But I think you need more beer before.
Can someone get me some more beer? I'm drinking for the fans here.
Runner.
Come on.
Where's our PA?
I'm retired. None for her.